Number 10548, Joshlin and Orvin E. Rydell III, east of Route 22, east of Berry Street, being Lot 1 within Bay City Mobile Home Park, a variance from the rear yard setback requirement and a variance from the maximum allowable lot coverage in a mobile home park.
Names and addresses, please.
Orvin E. Rydell II, 25859 Berry Street, Millsburg, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm here tonight to apply for a variance for exceeding 35% of my lot coverage. And all this came about when in Bay City, when my wife and I, in August of 2006, were just driving around and happened to see a brand new double wide that was placed on the lot. And we went up to the office and asked if we could see it. And we went through it. And about 15 minutes later, we bought it. And it was, the house wasn't completed totally. And there was no additions or porches or back deck or anything at that point, because it was just in the process of being completed. So when I went just with the office, well, actually the owners, Janet and Paul Olvia, they said that we are going to get a porch, a deck, and we could have the back deck leading off the back facing the bay to walk to the shed. So I had all the work done. They said that's included in your price. And we moved in. We saw, I guess we put a down payment in September. In November 2006, we moved in. The following year, everything was completed because we were coming into the winter. And all of a sudden, in like January of 2008, I get a letter that from the Dean Petty John inspected it and said that I was exceeding my lot coverage.
12%.
Yeah, like 12%, but we really didn't know at that point. So I applied for a variance back then, and they said I'd have to get a survey. So I called the surveying company, and then the township called me and said, a few days later, said, don't bother. There's going to be a moratorium in Bay City, and the whole complete development has to be surveyed. So I said, okay. So it took about a year and a half. They gave me my original $400 back. They brought up at a meeting and said, he's right. This could go on for a long time. So I reapplied. I got a letter about 2 months ago, and I reapplied. I gave them the $400, and I had to pay $350 after it was surveyed to have a little individual sketch, which you require. And that's basically where I'm at.
I need a variance
just to put this behind me.
You you purchased this from the owner of the park?
Correct.
And has the owner of the park made any concessions in the event that this is not approved? Has the owner of the park offered any concessions in the event that this is not approved?
No, not at all. I have letters.
We have 20. I have like 23 letters from neighbors with no objections.
And I actually said that the lot that I have in there, it's an asset compared to a lot of them in there. It's brand new. What bothers me is the owner, Paul, said that he came down and met with me and said, you know, I'm going to give you and a friend of mine that are here, I'm going to give three of you more room going to the back before it's surveyed, and that way you'll be in requirements. There's no problem. So when he came out and he put stakes in, and this is the owner. So then he came back to me and said, the township will not allow it because we're little encroaching on the wetlands, where the wetlands are still way far behind the house. So he said, don't worry about it. After like a year or so, he came up to me and I said, well, how are things going? I haven't got a lettering. And he said, well, as far as I know, don't bother calling. He said, I'm not promising, but I think you're grandfathered in like the rest of them are. And believe me, there's many people in that park that are exceeding 35%.
Also, the back deck was supposed to be...
Wider.
Was supposed to be 6 foot from the back of the house, and
they
brought it in.
We brought it in like...
So it's 4 feet.
4 feet.
And the shed that we bought, we moved...
Oh, that's another thing.
Yeah.
Paul, the owner, helped me stake it off, and I said, what's my maximum allowable square footage from a shed? And he said, 10 by, what was it?
10 by 20.
20.
And we need all the space we can get.
I said, are you sure? Because I'm going to worry. It's a one-time deal.
Yeah.
I mean, when they bring it out in the truck and drop it off, I'm not getting it. And he said, absolutely. So we staked it off, and I thought, just so we don't have any problems on the setback, I went 5 foot 8 inches away.
Five foot 8 inches from the neighbor.
And
5 foot 8 feet.
Yeah, feet. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
5.8. We're allowed five. And that's where I'm at right now as far as I would like to get this behind me. It's been a couple of years. So I really didn't have any say on, I'm only over because
12%.
Of what the owner said at the time that I was allowed to do this. And that was part of the agreement that they were going to put this deck, they were going to do that. And that's where I'm at. And I was told that if I were to put my back deck that leads the length of my double wide down on ground level or foot level, then I wouldn't even be here tonight. But I said, well, that's kind of silly because we do get tidal water and stuff that can come up.
Yeah, quite a bit.
So we went up about, to match the rest of the house, we went up about 2.5-3 feet. And that's it.
Did you ask the owner to come with you this evening?
Yes.
I
went with him actually already to the township on his behalf. And I asked him the other day, and he says, oh, it would be better if I wouldn't go there.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Okay.
Yeah. In my driveway. He just said, oh.
He said we'd be better off.
He'd be better off just going to represent yourself, and you have all the 23 people that live in our.
Plus there's people here.
Plus there's people here that are behind me.
Okay.
Actually, I think my place is very nice and some improvement to what's a lot of the lots that are in there.
To what we're looking at.
Or did you put the retaining wall in? Was it already there?
There.
It was there. That all was there, the retaining wall and
both sides.
And the house and everything. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And all you did was do the deck and stuff.
And the shed.
Now you got to realize I didn't buy this place and then say inspect all this stuff out myself. But the addition, the roof liner, and it's in accordance with what I paid for. So Paul took it, and they had the builders come in and did it. And I didn't pick the permits up for any of that except
that.
I have a permit for the shed. And also had a permit for
a fence that we didn't put in.
Yeah, for a fence I didn't put in, but I had screened in 4x4 windows, and I put jalousie windows in. But I had a permit, and I didn't do any improvements. That was existing.
Put windows in.
No, didn't add to the square footage.
So when you purchased this, he advised you there was a moratorium in the park, but then told you everything would be
there. No.
No, we were here before that.
I was already in before the moratorium started.
We moved in.
I moved in.
December
they came out, did a final inspection, and they said I was over.
Okay.
And
2 years after.
That was almost
2 years
after.
And the shed was there and everything.
Yeah, everything was there. And I just thought it was kind of ridiculous. I don't even think I should be here because I thought. Spend that money when I was shipping grandfathered in with the rest of them. I thought that way. But since I originally had to apply, that's why I'm here. That's it. Pretty much.
Are there any other questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Boardman?
Why'd you just like to hear?
Mr. Edson?
Not right now.
Mr. Mills?
Right now.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Mr. Chairman, we
23.
Have 23 letters.
Yeah,
there are four.
23 in favor?
Yes.
Okay. 23 letters.
Some of these might be duplicated, I don't know. you know, a couple.
All right. Anyone here in favor that would like to speak? If you would, please come forward this time and be sworn in. You can sit right down front, if you would, please. Again, is there anyone else here that would like to speak in favor?
Yes, we'll keep that on.
Please come forward. Be the last call. So you can be sworn in.
Name and address.
My name is Ron Amadio, 35587 Main Street, Bay City, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
John Del Rossi, 25841 Berry Street, Bay City.
Okay. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
We do.
Okay. Whichever order you.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
My name is Ron Amadio. I'm the president of the Bay City Homeowners Association. I'm sure you gentlemen, ladies, have somewhere along the line to get tired a little bit of hearing about Bay City. I can tell you this, as the Homeowners Association president and talking to a lot of the homeowners in our association, we want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. We're here to support Mr. and Mrs. Rydell today to get their variance on a lot coverage and the setback to keep what they have. We look back on your minutes from the July 15th meeting, and everything else has been approved. I know nobody likes the word grandfathered, but kind of grandfathered in to what we have, except for four lots in Bay City, from what I can read in the minutes. So just to let you know, the Bay City Homeowners Association is trying to be a part of a solution here and not a problem when we are here to support them in their request. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
I'm totally familiar with Mr. Riddell's issue. I also have the same problem. I'll be back in front of you here January the 4th. He's a good neighbor. He's a good man. Everything he said is the truth. Our landlord or our owner put us in this situation, and I can only ask you that you grant him his variance, because everyone else in the park seemed that was given it as a grandfather. And despite any opposition, he has support of 23 neighbors that all are in favor of it. And I live one house away from him. So please consider it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
I have two letters of opposition.
To an opposition. Okay. Okay, would you like to come up and speak in opposition? All those that would like to speak in opposition, please come forward at this time. Again, all those that would like to speak. The last call.
Dan Wynn. Okay.
Now whoever's going to go first, go ahead. Name and address.
Dan Wynn, W-I-E-N. 25867 Berry Street, Long Neck, Delaware, 19966.
Ma'am.
Patricia Weil, 666 Clifton Drive, Bear, Delaware, 19701.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
A little nippy out here. I have to ask a question. I've been before this board before, right, concerned about objecting some variances in Bay City. I sent a rather extensive packet up. Did everybody get a copy of this? Right? Have you had a chance to take a look at it?
Yes.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. All right, that saved a lot of time. I feel bad that I'm here wasting your time. I feel bad that I'm here wasting the Rydell's time. Right? This is not a personal issue. What this has to do with is what's happening in Bay City. Right, and what I'm asking you, this board, to do, and I'm urging you to do, is to stop this, right, by denying this this variance application. What's occurred over the course of time, and we have been begging and fighting with planning and zoning, Lawrence Lang, to stop this, to bring the inspectors down there, and not let them place oversized trailers on small lots, and then the owners come in, buy them, and then they just go on the Wild West, right, and build all kinds of decks and sheds and everything else. The reason for it is what the owner has done is he's raised, where he puts these new lots that he sells,
right, for a profit, he raises these lots 3 feet above the street level. Right alongside and across the street, you have lots that are at street level and lower. So what happens is all of the water from these lots where you put these new trailers is poured into the street and onto the lower lots. I'm very fortunate in a way. I own my own property. I do not lease from Bay City. And I feel bad for some, for actually, to tell you the truth, I feel bad for anybody that leases from Bay City, not just the Rydells. All right. But I also am a little bit concerned about a misunderstanding that's going on. Mr. Rydell is a plumber, a contractor. He's been in business for a long time. He's been down here, right, operating a business for over 5 years, as I'm told. If I'm wrong, then correct me. All right. He understands what building permits are about. On the building permit that he applied for, it very clearly tells you what the setback requirement is, which is 5 feet. It also tells you that a maximum coverage of 35% is all you're allowed on a lot. Now, these are very small lots. These are postage stamps. These are 5,000 square feet, okay? He signed that he met all of those obligations, that he had his 5-foot setback, that he was not exceeding 35%. Now, there has to be some point in time where when you sign an application, right, that there's some credence to why you're putting your signature there. And what it does, it attests to the fact that you're following the rules and regulations and that you don't need a variance in advance. The tradition seems to be in Bay City, build like hell, rush it, and then if anybody gets caught or says anything, then just come up to the Board of Variance and apply and get a variance. And I'm asking you to stop that tradition. I'm asking you to stop it not because it's against the rules. I'm asking you to stop it because what it's doing is it is killing everybody who's on one of the lower level lots, which, quite frankly, happens to be me. I have a stick-built home. I'm very lucky. I just finished this afternoon pumping out for the fourth time in 6 weeks my crawl space. I got a horse and a half power effluent pump. Pumped all day yesterday, all day today in a freezing cold. And I tell you, I've had it. And what's happening as you overbuild these lots, right, as you put more decks on, more rooms, right, where does the water go? He's at 47% already. Right, I mean, my goodness gracious, and the truth of the matter is he got a blessing, right? Because of this survey, he was given an extra 10 feet by 66 feet. His trailer today is still over the boundary of the new lot. Now, my goodness gracious, I mean, there's got to be, I mean, if I was here for a couple inches, then I'd say you could throw oranges at me. We're talking big numbers, and all that square footage is water that comes down on top of me, goes on top of the two lots across the street, on top of the other lot on the corner. The real problem is this whole street, 8-inch drain. Think about that. Blacktop Road, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 homes, right, all coming down one place that used to be Mr. Rydell's lot. That was the low-level lot. I put in that packet some pictures of what used to be there, right, and that lot or that trailer was torn down, right? They flooded the poor man out. He surrendered. The owner of the park came in, raised the lot, put this new trailer on, and sold it to the Rydells. Now, if you check the flow of paperwork, though, you'll see that this has been nothing but, and I hate to use this word, but I can't come up with anything else. I either got to use the word lie or fraud. But Janet Oliva, who is one of the owners of the park, right, signed on every one of those permits, the placement permit, the building permits, right, that the setbacks were correct, that the square footage was correct. The planning and zoning file is full of permits that are fraudulent. We presented these to planning and zoning, and it's like, oh, well, we finally got a moratorium. Do you know when the first complaint was filed on this whole mess? 2000. This is 9 years. None of this problem would be here if planning and zoning inspectors had gone out there and stopped this. You gentlemen have a difficult situation. I don't think the Rydells are bad people, okay? I do think they knew what they were doing. I do think they knew at some point that they were overbuilt. And, you know, I don't have any malice towards them, but I also am a little bit concerned because myself and a lot of other people on that street are getting flooded all the time because of all these high lots, including Mr. Del Rossi, because we're going to be back here again on January 4th.
Don't
also.
My name.
Don't sir, sir, sir.
Sir, hold it down. He has the floor. He has the floor.
Sir.
We can have you removed.
Sir, one more time. I'm going to be removed, please.
So I'm asking you to deny this permit, to have pull back that deck and take that shed out of there so we at least get, he's still going to be over, even with those out of there, right? Because that's just that much more water that's being pushed on the street, pushed onto me, pushed onto the people around me. I think that's a neighborly thing to do. I think it's got to stop somewhere. I'll be glad to answer any questions. I put together a rather extensive packet.
I do have a question. So the retaining walls,
So anybody builds now, are they allowed to have retaining walls in there? And that's what's causing your problems, the retaining walls. They put that up and it has to go up higher. Water had knows where to go, so it run off. Anybody else build in there?
Well, the problem that, you do with, that, he, that they've done with the retaining walls that do exist is they put them lower than the dirt level on a house. So it doesn't make any difference whether you had no retaining wall or not. You either have a slope this way going down to the street level, or you have a slope this way. One way or the other, all the water is being pushed off into the street, and you've got no drainage, right? Or not, and you have inadequate drainage to take care of it. If you look on the Rydell side of their trailer where the shed is, that's not a retaining wall. I have no idea what that is, to tell you the truth. It's a straight board. It's like a bulkhead. It doesn't hold dirt back on my side. It doesn't hold dirt back on the Rydell side. I have no idea what that is. I imagine what he's going to do is fill it once, not Mr. Rydell, but so I don't know who's going to do what. I don't know, but I would suspect what they're going to try and do is to fill it once they get past this point.
Is this your place next to it right here?
I look.
That's my house.
That's your house.
That's my house. But that retaining wall is what the landlord does when the landlord raises the lots.
Oh, I think you must have, that's not in my packet,
no,
is it?
No, that's in my packet.
I think you have the packets confused.
Oh, okay.
Mine had a clip on, a little black clip on it.
Okay.
Mr. Wynn, your Exhibit 5, would you describe what those photographs are? I think it's the first set past your... letter.
Is it a five?
That's what's got at the top of mine. It's two photographs, one above the other.
Well, if you go to the preceding one, four is what was there originally. You can see Bay City with a crane and a dump truck taking down the old trail. And
no, then no, it's these two, or actually the color ones. It's the top picture with a couple of piles of dirt.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All I was saying was that four and five actually should be looked at. You can see what was there in four. That's what was there. Okay, and then if you go to five, after they demolished the trailer, they come in with truck after truckload after truckload of dirt and raised the level of that lot 3 feet above the street level, 2 feet above me. Right.
I guess my question is the top photo on five, is that the property we're talking about?
Yes, where the piles of dirt are.
Yeah, and the one at the bottom of that same picture, it's I can't tell what color it is, but is that your dwelling?
Yes, that's my house, yes.
I just want to get the perspective.
Yours is brown.
Brown or red or...
It's actually cedar shingle here.
Cedar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. While we're on this packet, I'd also point out to you, if you haven't had a chance to brief yourself on it, I put copies of the placement permits. I put copies of Mr. Rydell's permits in here, right? Who signed what? Who attested to the fact that their setbacks were correct, right? That their coverage was not in excess, right? I also put copies here from Lawrence Lank. He's been down there. He told Bay City to stop filling these lots, that it was creating an unsafe condition for the lower level lots surrounding it. Mm-hmm. And that was in 2003. There's a copy of Mr. Lank's letter here, right? We have a copy from Michael Powell, Soil Conservation. Who went down there with a bunch of inspectors to, this is kind of sad, to show inspectors what not to have occur in your area, right, from Newcastle to Kent County. And if you look at Mr. Powell's letter, it's pretty obvious. He said that we were actually amazed that this could happen since the flooding problems are so obvious. If we don't stop the overbuilding, if we don't stop the setbacks, right, I mean, he's asking for for 4.1 feet setback variance on a 5-foot setback. I mean, why bother? We might as well just go with borderline building. I mean, it seems to me it's a little ridiculous, right? If you only got 9/10 down, you're asking for 4.1. I mean, how can you be that far off? If you didn't get a copy, I have an extra copy.
Ron, you know, we've got time.
They were supposed to be all copied.
I made a copy for each member and hand-delivered them up here. Did everybody get one, or you want another one?
Mr. Wynn, how many lot owners are there in Bay City that own their own property and not?
There's three of us that are fortunate enough that we actually own our property. Myself, right alongside of me is a gentleman and his wife by the name of Anderson, and then up on the point is a gentleman and his wife by the name of Riggie, R-I-G-G-I.
So you're the only three lot owners that own the property?
Yes. And we went through a whole process with planning and zoning that what was supposed to occur, lot one was never to be a trail lot. It was supposed to be a 50-foot buffer zone, which is required by the code. This Bay City was granted the status of a pre-existing and non-conforming use in 71, 72 when the code went in. And then whenever that trailer was removed, it was supposed to go to a buffer zone. Instead, we piled mounds of dirt on it and throw away a double-wide trailer on it with decks all over the place. I frankly have to tell you, I believe that Mr. Rydell knew some of what he was doing, but I also believe that if there's a hardship in this matter, right, that the hardship should be between Mr. Rydell and the owners and managers of Bay City. I believe this has got to come to a halt, right? This is absolutely ridiculous what he's done. That zoning code, as I understand, our planning zoning code was passed to get rid of the shanty towns that had developed down here back in the 70s in some of these old trailer parks. And I've looked at probably 10 or 15 trailer parks that I believe are doing a pretty doggone nice job, where they had small postage stamps lots and they wanted to put larger trailers in. They took three lots and they made it into two, and they gave people enough room to breathe, right, and to accommodate the code. There was no reason to be placing 2,100-square-foot trailers on 5,000-square-foot lots. I mean, my God, by the time you finish the steps, you're at your peak. You're done.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I'll give you a chance for rebuttal. Let me get this lady up. I'll be glad to.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Did everyone receive my package?
Do you have one? Yes.
There's a test at the end. There's a test. Okay. I'm going to also get these to you to pass around. My name is Pat Weil, and I have a home in Bay City, and I am also the vice president of the Bay City Manufactured Homeowners Association. We're the legitimate homeowners association for Bay City. We're chartered in the state of Delaware. We've been registered since 2002, and we're also the homeowners association registered with the RTA. The other homeowners association is made up of board members that all are full-time residents in Bay City, and all of these homeowners exceed the 35% code. Just as a side note, I've also been notified last week that the other homeowners association is going to be contacted for infringement, so I do want to put that out there. I do want to talk about lot number one and a concern that I have. We've talked to planning and zoning, we've talked to the Board of Adjustments Committee, we've talked to County Council. One of the problems that manufactured housing has is that the landlords place the homes and file for the variances after the fact. This is one of those situations. Unfortunately, though, Mr. Rydell received a violation notice on January 8, 2008, that he exceeded the 35% code. During the moratorium, he filed for a permit, and that permit was approved. When I contacted David Baker and Lawrence Lank, because I was contacted by homeowners in Bay City who had also tried to get a permit at the same time, and they were denied, Mr. Rydell did call me and tell me that it was none of my business and that he got a permit because he and Lawrence Lank go way back. And this information was supplied to David Baker and Lawrence Lank. Okay, as you know, over the years when we've done objections, the whole reason for the objection is exceeding the 35% code. What happens in my pictures is you can see anytime that there's a storm, all of the stormwater runoff from the raised lots come on, to the lower lots. That is a picture of my house, my lot, and what happens when it rains.
Which lot are you?
I'm lot number 20. I'm on Juniper Street. Now, I'm here objecting to this variance because what happens with lots number 1 through 3, they were not approved on the survey when the survey was finished. And also, as a side note, the survey is in the process of being appealed. Lots 1 through 3 were not approved on the survey because the landlord used Denrec wetlands and filled in behind these homes. He was forced to correct that. And what happened was Lawrence Lang felt that lots 1 through 3, there was enough given to them on the survey that they had to come in and file for a variance because they far exceeded the variance code. In granting variances, one of the things that's most important is that we stay on track as far as hardships. This is not a hardship. Mr. Vidal knew he had a violation in January in 2008, and he continued and filed for another permit during moratorium. The low lots are suffering the consequences of the raised lots, and the problem that I have, and that my objection is always, is that the landlord does not supply proper drainage. They raise the lots, put in these huge homes that are way too far for these lots. They raise the lots, and then all the stormwater runoff goes to the lower lots. What happens on Berry Street is one street over from mine, from lots 1 through 3, all of those are raised lots. All that stormwater runs down the road, comes down the main street, and onto my lot. Those pictures are what happens when it rains. You've seen landlords like Mr. Tunnel. Mr. Tunnel does the right thing. His park accommodates these big homes, and he puts them on lots that accommodate them. Our landlord testified to this committee under oath that he had always done it this way, and nobody has ever said anything to him. He places these large homes on the lots knowing they exceed 35%, and then tell the homeowner, all you have to do is just file for a variance later. That's all you have to do. Right now, we're working with the Attorney General's office. We have over 40 homes in the park that have that kind of flooding issue. This variance request is not for a handicap ramp. It's not for a hardship. I would ask that please do not approve this variance. We need to send a signal that we have to stick to the codes. The codes are there for a reason. These homes are beautiful, don't get me wrong, and I have no problem with the homeowners. But for us on the lower lots, these approvals for these variances to exceed the 35% are causing us problems. Our homes are being eroded. There's safety issues. Some people can't get out their doors when it rains. Front door or back door, their steps are covered. I'm just asking that you please not approve this variance.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, I'll give you time for rebuttal.
So, in regards to Dan Ween, I think he's had a running gun battle with Paul and Linda from the get-go, or Janet and Paul, the owners. And to my knowledge, he just had a trailer come in. He has all furniture loaded. He has two apartments down there. Yes, he does get flooded out. And I'm not even sure if he's allowed apartments in that house. But the fact remains, with a high tide, I watch it break over the back. I saw it come out where you can pull in the boats in Bay City. It wasn't because of my height in my lot. Dan, I had neighbors across the street that said that that's a flat-out lie because they told me 2 weeks ago that they have pictures. They've been there 29 years. They have pictures before and after when he was flooded out 20 years ago. You cannot stop the high tide. Everybody... Even Patty Y.
We get it.
We get flooded, and we're up 4 feet. So obviously he should put his house on stilts. We get flooded our whole road. There was 2 days we couldn't get out. But also...
The point is we bought this home
from
Paul and Janet, right. Already on the lot. We didn't get any of the permits. We signed the settlement papers. I don't know about you, but when I go to settlement...
You say you didn't get any permits?
We only got one for the shed. They got all the rest of them.
And the windows was not a square footage, or that was not an improvement.
We didn't even get that permit. That permit was gotten by the woman that put, she's just a friend of ours, that put in the windows.
She's a contractor.
We don't know this other person that Dan's over.
And I want to make something, what Patty Y said was a flat-out lie. I do not know Lawrence Lane other than meeting him two times. We don't go back way back as friends. I don't even know the man until I was introduced to him. I didn't even know him. But so just, whoever, okay, wherever she came up with that.
Trying to figure out why we are the ones.
Why are we singled out?
Why are we the signal when we had no knowledge of that when we bought the home?
There's a responsibility of this board to determine if variances should be granted based on five standards. And I don't recall yet, so far, you folks addressing either of the standards. Now, the law requires that you meet all five standards. Are you familiar with those standards? Well, they were in your application.
I'm being honest. No, I know.
Okay. Let me give you a copy of that. You have to show that the property is unique, that it can't otherwise be developed, that it hasn't been created by the applicant, that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum variance to afford relief. And it's not just one or two or three of those standards that have to be met with all five. And that's the...
What I don't understand is, why is this not being taken up with Paul and Janet?
Well, that's why I asked.
House was already there.
That's why I asked if you folks asked him.
I asked.
Be here.
Yeah. Well.
I can't. I asked.
Unfortunately, you're in a situation where you purchased from them.
Right.
And you know that.
And I wasn't
that
aware.
May require that you.
I was not aware of the fact, like Dan said, that I rightfully knew I was wrong. I don't do things like that.
I understand.
I had my own business for 28 years. And I never was sued for anything. I don't do stuff.
You were a contractor?
For 28 years as
in
far as plumbing.
So, okay, so when you pulled the permit for your shed and it said 35%, did you question that?
No, because I went on the.
Wait a minute, where does it say that?
Not on the hard card, but on the permit that you signed, it shows what your setback requirements are.
It also shows that you're
not to exceed 35%. At that point, you were well beyond 35%.
But also, I really didn't think.
But how would we have known that?
How would I have known it unless I had a complete survey?
Well, if you're a contractor, you can certainly.
That's not true. It's a plumbing contractor. I'm not a contractor.
He's a plumber.
You can multiply.
No. That's
you could say, I've got so many square foot of property and so many square foot of building
maybe
on that.
Maybe it's just because we. And this isn't an excuse, but when we lived back in Pennsylvania, I always counted everything as living square feet of living space. And the house is, what, 1,600 square feet? So I guess that's my ignorance, but, you know, I can't live in my shed or my back deck or my front porch or, you know what I'm saying?
I understand.
So I'm just here for
but me. I'm saying Paul was there when I asked him what size am I legally allowed to, and he said, the 10 by 20 you're allowed.
He said, don't go over 10
by
20.
Do not exceed that.
Do not exceed the 10 by 20.
And I'll
help
you. When
it was delivered, we set it back 8 inches farther than the 5 feet from
the property line. And he said, get me a couple pieces of pipe, and we actually put it in the ground. So I knew when the guys were there, and I stayed
another. We rolled it back.
Another 8 inches or foot away off the property line, just so it wouldn't have a problem.
We really didn't. We're not used to living in flood zones.
I hope you folks can appreciate our situation in that unless you address those standards and give us reasons to grant this based on those standards, it makes it very difficult for us to grant such a variance.
I don't see how it could when the owner of the park, I mean, is standing there and he tells you what you're allowed to
this
do.
This isn't for us. This is for Paul and Janet.
You know, I don't. Mm-hmm. Quite frankly, I just feel like if I wouldn't exceed, then I would have to go back to everybody. It's in there, 300-some properties, because we did walk-arounds, and it's so obvious with the sheds and the property. Everybody's over. I just bought this place, not, you know.
I mean, I feel like a hand,
but if anything, Paul should have been within his guidelines to know the square footage.
You know,
and I paid the money. I paid the money to have what he told me that I was going to receive, and I did.
I certainly understand your situation, and I sympathize with your situation.
What am I supposed to do? Tear it all down?
Well, it's kind of like what I'm asking you. What are we supposed to do?
What do you do?
Probably sue the owner who sold it, the property to you, knowing that. Knowing that he did so wrongfully.
Back deck? I mean, what do you do? Tear something off? Or seriously, what would you do?
That's what happens if we deny this.
I couldn't hear Mike.
That's what happens if we deny this.
You have to like take part of the back deck.
Part of it all.
Because I didn't know. I thought,
and it's certainly not our desire.
And what does that do? Well, I mean, what does that accomplish if you take a deck off? I'm just being honest. What does that do?
I only walk.
It doesn't change the elevation of the land. It doesn't. If anything, what I have enhances the property. It would take away from it. Look pretty ridiculous. You know.
But I do understand. Okay.
I just think it's kind of sad that I'm singled out here, because I don't do things illegally intentionally. Let's just put it that way. I might sign it, but I don't do things intentionally.
You know, it's obvious you bought it with.
I would never had a shed delivered.
Everything was copacetic.
Sure. I wouldn't have had a shed delivered and ordered, and pay approximately $2,800 or something, have it delivered if I knew.
So we knew it was oversized.
You know, it had to be removed. Mm-hmm. But in the same token, if I may speak. Oh, maybe I shouldn't.
No, you shouldn't. We should sit down.
Okay.
Yeah, we should sit down.
All right. Okay. I just think it's a real shame.
Sit down.
Stop it. I'm just caught between a rock and a hard place.
I understand. And
because I would have never moved there when I had a lot and a half of my own house. I just thought I wanted a water view. That's what happened.
Sure. Put a lot of your life savings into it.
But I guarantee you, the owners have more money than I do to fight a lawsuit that could run into the $40,000, $50,000, or $30,000. I don't even want to have to approach that. Probably the right thing, but I can't outbeat them.
I think I can speak for all the board members that we certainly do sympathize with your situation, and we're not cold-hearted people, and it's not our intent to create a hardship for people.
One thing I will tell you, I have a four-wheel drive truck, and it's not just Barry Street. The whole back end, all the streets were flooded. The people wouldn't take their cars out. So it's just not Barry Street, and it's just not running down there. It was running down every street. You could go up and see the water level with the street and where the ramp was. It was just coming in there like you would, I mean, thousands and thousands of gallons probably an hour. So, and Dan stated to me a couple months ago that, and I didn't buy it, about a little bit of an elevation of my land. That's not my, I didn't do it. That he never really experiences stuff like this, but a couple of times a year. Well, these flood titles I could see were hitting the walls and coming all over and coming down for 2 or 3 days. Well, he can't stop that. If my lot wasn't there, he was still going to be flooded out because they had about 2.5 feet of water in the street. So everybody was getting it. So it wasn't just a couple, lot 1, 2, and 3. They were existing lots before, and he was flooded out before. So was my neighbors flooded out before, they told me. I just wish you'd grant this. I'd like to get it behind me. I wish you could come out and see my property. It's very nice.
Sure it is.
That's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Okay. That's all the opposition and rebuttal. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I don't recall, I do recall the owner being here, but I don't recall what his excuses or remedy to the situation.
I can't either, Mr. Mills.
And quite frankly, I'd like to hear what he has to say about the situation.
I would highly recommend that, maybe it's open.
I'd make a motion then that we leave the public hearing open for the purpose of subpoenaing the owner of the or owners of this park to come in and address the board and the situation that he has put these people in.
So you're making that point on the table?
That's my motion.
Okay, I've got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we leave case number 10,548 open for the purpose of having the park owner subpoenaed to come before the board to hear his reasoning as how we're going to remedy this at this time in reference to this case only. Right, because we got another one, two more next week, so let's just be for this one. Okay. Are there any questions to the motion? If not, all those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Did everyone hear that motion? Okay. That